Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amid Beis. We're on the second to bottom line.
Right.
The Avshalom Lakach, Avshalom took the Yatzev Lo B'chayev, and he made a monument for himself when he was alive. So what do you mean he took? My Lakach, what do you mean he took? So Amar Shlakish, what do you mean he took? What did he take? Right? He didn't take the material. What does it mean he took? So Amar Shlakish, Shalakach Mekach Ra La'atzmo. Yeah, he took bad, it was a bad idea, bad stuff. Es matzevas asher be'emei kamelech, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa be'etza amuka shal molcho shal olam. Right, Shaul's actions were with deep advice of Hashem. In other words, he's being punished for the Maisa of Batsheva. Okay. The Tziv, like it says, Hinni make him alecha ra mi beisecha. Kiyotzeba davatoma, same thing. It says, Vayash shlichehu me'emek chevron. Right? That's a pasuk in by the brothers in Yosef. Amar b'chini bar papa, be'etza amuka, the advice, shal osa tzadik, that tzadik, shekavar b'chevron, which is buried in Chevron, which is Avram Avinu. The Tiferes Tzion says, because Hashem offered Avram a choice. He told him, what would you rather have? Would you rather have galus for your children or destruction? So he said, well, I think I'll pick galus. So it's sort of on Avram's shoulders that we went down to Mitzrayim. Okay.
What's the opposite of that?
What's the opposite of what?
Destruction?
Not destruction. I think it was Gehenim. So Avram said, I'll think galus is better than Gehenim. So that makes more sense. I'm sorry. It says Gehenim. So sort of like that's why it says over here the advice of the person of Avram as opposed to Hashem. The Ksiv Yodate the Kigei Zaracha. Ki Amar Ainli Ben. It said there that Avshalom didn't have any children. Bani didn't have. Ivak Siva Yivaldu Avshalom Shlosha Banam Basakas. He had three sons and one daughter. What it meant was it didn't have any kids that were worthy. Rav Chisda Amar Gemiri, we have a tradition. Kol hasoreif tevuat shel chaveiro. If you burn down the tevuah of someone else, eno meniach ben liarsho. You don't have any children to leave over. And it says v'iu kali el Yoav. He did that to Yoav's field. The chesiv like it says v'yomer lavada v'ru'u chelkas Yoav el yadi v'lo sham. He burnt down Yoav's field. His punishment was he burnt down Yoav's zera. He lost his own zera. It's not so fair, but that's the story. So too the good advice of Miriam, the good tzidkus of Miriam. What about that? That you're paid back mida keneged mida. Me dummy? Is that true? Hasam chada shaita. Hacha Shiviyomi. How long did Miriam wait there? To see what's going to be with Moshe? It's because we waited for her. One second, says the Gemara, it's not fair. We waited. How long did she wait there? She sat there for 7 days? No. An hour. Let's say an hour. Tosfos says even less. And then we wait 7 days? Amar Abaya.
No.
What? Right.
More.
It's a good question. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos asked the second Tosfos. Tosfos, Miriam Hamtina Lamoshe Sha'achas. We had this deal yesterday, or the day before, that he waited 1 hour. She waited 1 hour. Says Tosfos, Lav Dafka Nakat Sha. It's not really an hour. Ella Shlish Sha. 15 minutes. Or 20 minutes. Or Revi Sha. Or 15 minutes. That was the whole thing. It's 500 times more. So what's the Gemara's question? It says Tosfos, it's 500 times more. We know that already. 500 times more. Aval kasha, but it's still a kasha. Lerebi. Why? For hamiraglim nifra mehem yom lishana. The miraglim were punished one day per year. Right? Im kain. That's worse. Right? Here she waited a little bit, 7 days. Meraglim sinned every day, the year?
What
we know.
What
What about the eagle? We're still getting punished for it.
1 second. But that's not, I don't know how that's mida connected mida. I don't know. Talk about mida connected mida. Miriam did this, she's punished X. She does X, you're punished with Y. Or you're rewarded with X. You're rewarded the same. She says, and we know that Tov is better. So if Tov is better, how come the Ragam is worse? It's longer. It's much longer punishment. By the way, Tosos doesn't answer this question. It's not going to answer it. Vod Parakam de Chagiga, Darash of Yochanan, Asi Yom Yom Yidrashun, Kal Osek Batara Fili Yom Echad, Kil Osek Kal Ashana Kula. If you study one day, this is a Gemara there. If you study one day, it's as if you studied the whole year. So what do you see? V'chev minas peronios ksiv, b'mitzpah hayam asher tartem es haaretz. Mem yom. Mem yom, 40 days, it was 40 years. If you learn Torah one day, it has learned Torah 1 year. So what do you see? Alma d'chiyadad, it is the same. Midotov is not better, it's the same. He leaves it b'tzarachian. Any answer you're going to come up with, Tosos thought of it. Right now, the Egel could be the punishment was so severe that this is Mida Keneged Mida. That's not a Kasha. The Kasha is finding a good thing that's not better. That's what Tosos found you. He found you a bad thing that's the same as a good thing. We have a din that Mida Tova, if you do it in a very way, you're punished. How are you punished? Mida Keneged Mida. What if you do it with Mitzvah, a good thing? You're rewarded Mida Keneged Mida. But don't worry, the good's much more. Says Tosos, it's not true.
Exactly.
Right? So it's not true. I'm not saying.
I'll bring a proof.
What do you mean? Okay, here we're saying. So it's another proof, right? The reason why he doesn't mention that is because it's not. You can't quantify it.
Exactly.
But when you can quantify it, when you can, the good's not better. That's his kasha.
The ratio. I said Maragam 40 years. We're starting to get punished from Yitzias Mitzrayim to something Maragam did. Years later?
It was 1 year later. That's a bracha that Hashem did. I'll count the year you're already here as if it was a miracle. That's a good thing. Right? That's the top. You really should be another 40 years. I'll count the first year or two as if you're already. So give me 38 more. The pasuk says that. Right? That's a good thing. But what do you see? It's not even better. Tosafot leaves the Tzarachian. Something you can think about. Amar Abaya. Ema ulu inyana tova ena kain. You're right. Right. Exactly. So Abayis has changed the Mishnah to say you're right, and Tova is not the same. Amalei Rava, that's not v'ha v'chein le'inyan hatova k'toni. That's not what the Mishnah says. It doesn't say that. You're adding words to the Mishnah. That's not what it says. Ela Amar Rava hachi k'toni v'chein le'inyan hatova. When it comes to Tova, ba'osa mida, it's in the same mida. Ula ola mida Tova mumu mir pronios. It's in other words. Rashi says it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in the skinny lines. The ba'osa mida, dugma me'ein oso inyan. It's like the same inyan. Umihu yosu masha osa mitashim. But you paid back more. The mida tova muba b'tashlumen mida peronios. Because good is more than bad. Tosafot says it's not true, and we leave it at Tzarachian. Okay. Okay. It says she saw the sister was watching from far away. Amr Yitzchak pasuk ze kulo al shem shechina nemar. This whole pasuk could be read as an allegory of Hashem Himself. How you know? Vatatev stood by the chsiv. That standing by could be referring to Hashem. Achoso also could be referring to Hashem. How? Say the Chachma, you're my sister. Meaning Chachma, Hashem is like a sister. Merachok, Dixiv, Merachok Hashem Nirali. From far away Hashem saw me. Vodas, Dixiv, Kikel Deos Hashem. Right? Ma, Dixiv, Ma Hashem Alkech Hashem Meimach. Yase, Dixiv, Kilo Yase Hashem Alkim Dover. Lo, Dixiv, Vikulo Hashem Shalom. Okay. Exactly. Vyakam Melech Chadosh. And a new king arose in Mitzrayim. Everybody knows this. Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Chadash Mamash. One says he was Mamash new. But Chad Amar Shenis Chadshu Zerosav. And one says no. His Zeros were new. Manda Amar Chadash Mamash Tziv Chadash. It says Chadash. It's new. Manda Amar Shenis Chadshu Zerosav. The Lo Tziv Yomas VeYimloch. It doesn't say he died. It just says a new king got here. What do you mean he's new? Because policies. Asher Lo Yada Es Yosef. who didn't know Yosef, to having Dmi command de lo yada lekal. He treated himself as if he didn't know Yosef.
What does this do with me becoming a leader?
Nothing. We're just now going on a tangent about the parshas of Shmos. Because we talked about Miriam and this and that, so we keep on going in Shemos. This is going to go on now for 3 days. V'yomer Hashem, v'yomer el amo, hine am b'nei Yisrael. The Paro said to his people, his advisors, what are we going to do over here with these Jews? So many Jews over here. Tana, hu hitzchel be'etza. He started off the conference. He called the conference of his advisors. What are we going to do? He started the conference. Lefikach laka tchila. Therefore, he was hit first. Who hits chel be'etzah tchila? This is the Yomer Amo. He said, what are we going to do? He opened the discussion, right? Lefikach laka tchila. This is ubecha ubeamcha ubechal avadecha. In you, what? That's the makom of tzvardeya, right? In you, the tzvardeya will come. Starts off with you. Hava nischak malo. Yeah, I know. It's a good question. And by the way, that's what it means that the makom started with him, because
yeah.
The frogs went to him first. Havan is chakmalo. So what are we going to do? Let's deal wisely with him. So it should have said lahem yibayla. It should have said let's deal wisely with them, right? So Amar of Chama berichinina bov unachakim lemashian shal Yisrael. What they meant was, what are we going to do about that guy who's going to be born and is going to save them all? That was about him, that guy. B'meh nidonim. What should we do? Nidonim be'esh. Should we do him in fire? Ksiv ki Hashem ki nei Hashem bo be'esh. Uksiv ki be'esh Hashem nishmat. Right. The Yifet Torah says the Paro and his advisors weren't sitting here darshaning psukim. They didn't do that. Well, it says in somewhere that Hashem judges. They didn't do that, but they did. They weren't sitting there with a chumash and with a gemara. They weren't doing that. But what they did know is they knew, but they didn't know. They didn't know these psukim. They knew that Hashem is midah keneged midah. That they knew. So now, whatever we do, we're going to get it back. So let's figure out what can we do. We can't do fire. We'll get it back. Nidon ksiv becherev ksiv no charbois kol basar. Ella boded on a b'mayim. What about mayim? What about water? She says kvar nishpak hash baruch hash ena mibi mavol la'olam. He says never going to bring a mavol. Shemar like it says it's ki mei noach zosli, right? Ki mei noach zosli. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya, right? Why didn't it's the haftorah for Parshas Noach? Why did he bring a pasuk from Parshas Noach itself, where Hashem says I'm not going to bring a mavol anymore? I don't know. It's a pasuk from Yeshaya, right? They didn't know. Shall call ha'olam kulo ena mevi. He's not going to bring a mavel on the whole world. Aval aluma achas hu mevi. On one nation he will. And by the way, inami, give you another answer. Who eno mevi? Aval hein bor v'noflum b'socho. Yeah, he's not going to bring a mavel, but they can go drown themselves. They can go into the yamsuf like a bunch of fools and think they're going to get across. That they can do. So that's not even a mavel, right? That's nature, right? V'cheinu Omer says in Mitzrayim Nisim L'Krosso, right? V'ayel Damar B'Lazar, my Dechziv Ki B'Dav Asher Zadu Aleim B'Kederish Abishlu Banis Bashlu. What you try to cook, they're going to cook you. My Mashma Dahai the Zadu Lashon Kederahu. How do you know the word Zadu is a Lashon of cooking? Dechziv Ayiz and Yaakov Nazid, and Yaakov was cooking.
We just
had
this in
the speech portion. No, it's next
week's
portion.
Sorry,
next week. Amar B'Chiyah Bar Abba, Amar B'Samai, Shlosh Hayu Ba'Oza Eitza. There were three people at the Eitza. Right? Three people. Who are they? Bilam. Now, remember 2 days ago I said to you that how old was Bilam when he died? 33. According to this, he's at least 120. Because this is before Moshe's even born. And in the 40th year of when Moshe's 120, Bilam's still alive. So Rashi says it's a machlokas. What? Right. So Rashi says it's a machlokas. There's no other way to answer. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. How old Bilam was? Eov, right? Eov is number two. And Yisro is number three, right?
You have the same problem.
There is a medrash. But Eov, we don't know when Eov was written.
Exactly.
So that
was written.
Right. So it could be this Eov was written then, or it was written later about Eov a person. It could be it's a different Eov. And it could be the whole Sefer Eov was just an allegory anyway. And Yisro, there is a medrash that says that the third person was a person by the name of Amalek. There's a medrash that says that. So either you could say it's a machlokes, or you could say that after Yisro gets ejected, then they put in a molech, right? Because Yisro is going to say no, right? Bilam shayad nera. Bilam advised that they should kill him. That they should. He was killed 120 years later, right? Eo sheshasak. Eo that was quiet. Nidon be yisurim. He got punished with yisurim. How was yisurim a midah keneged midah? How's that? Brisker up something amazing. He says, why didn't Eo protest? Obviously, he felt it was wrong. Felt it was wrong. Why didn't he protest? Because he felt, he's not going to listen to me. It's not going to do any good. Not going to do any good. Says, I'll give you yisurim. What happens if someone has yisurim? He screams out in pain. That screaming out in pain doesn't do anything for you. Right? You were punished by not wanting to take the initiative because you thought it wasn't going to help. I'll give you something where you're going to do something and it's not going to help. Crying out. Unbelievable part.
I thought the opposite of quiet was screaming.
What? That's on a simple level.
Doesn't Hashem really want you to ask him for things?
Yeah.
And if you are in pain, he wants you to say, please take
yeah, but we sh- yeah, that's davening.
Oh, okay.
This is,
well,
I can't,
so
this is just this is complaining. So complaining never helps.
Oh, okay.
You're sick. Complaining doesn't do anything, but people do it. That's exactly the point. And Yisro, Shabarach, Zachu b'nei banav sheyashvu b'lishkas ha'gazas. He was Zachu, that his descendants were sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas ha'gazas. Shemar l'katezim, mishpacha, sofrim, yoshvei, yaivit, teratim. I think teratim means a blowing shofar. What? Yeah, no, yaivit is the name of a person. Teratim means a blowing shofar. Shmatim is mean they heard the mitzvot. And suchasim means they were sitting in sukkahs. Hema hakenim. These are the kenim. Haba machmas avi bnei revav. Uksiv bnei keni chosin Moshe. So,
I don't get this. Yisro really didn't say anything.
Yes, he did. He said,
right
I said. He said. I vote not to kill the Jews.
And then he ran away.
I vote.
And then he ran away. Or
yeah.
He ran away.
No, he voted not to. I think he was forced to run away. Right.
Why
did he vote then? V'nilcham banu v'olam. Right, what did he say? That there's going to be a war, and they're going to, what's going to happen? There'll be a war, right? And then they'll leave. They'll join our enemies and they'll leave. So, va'alinu mi boyalei. It should have said they're going to throw us out of the land. They're going to fight a war and then leave? It doesn't make any sense. They're going to throw us out, right? That's what Paro was saying. Right. So, Omar Rab Abba Bar Kahana. That was the concept in those days. We don't do that anymore. They wanted to curse the Jews. They were saying bad about themselves, but they didn't want to mention it about themselves, so they said it about the Jews. They're going to leave, meaning we're going to leave. Vayisimu alav sari misim, and they put vayi alav on him. They put on him officers, taxes. So alehem ibayle, it should say they put on them. That Paro himself took a stone, put it around his neck. Every Jew kid said, I don't work with my hands. Said the Jew, I don't work with my hands, I work with my mind. I'm not building, I'm not a builder. They told him, you're better than Paro. Paro himself got down into the mud. Look at Paro, he's wearing a thing around his neck. Sorry, Misim, Davar Shemesim. Shemesim levanim, it means things that you use to make bricks. Levan anosam b'sif lo sam. Anosam b'boyele. It should have said to torture them, not torture him. Why is it singular? Levan anosam leparo. B'sif lo sam b'Yisrael. It means, what does that mean? To torture Paro, right? Right. Right, it means that Paro allowed himself to be tortured in order to enslave the Jews. That's what it means. Fayivin are miskinos leparo, and they built miskinos for Paro. Ravu Shmuel, chad amar shemiskonos espalein. It caused them to die, caused the men to die. Vachad amar shemiskonos espalein. It caused them to become poor. Damar mar, kol osik vinyan mistasim. Anyone who makes a building becomes poor. I'm not sure what that means. There's pizza.
Is anybody there
construction?
No, it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean.
No,
it means the owner. It means the owner, not the contractor. It means the owner. Right? You start touching, and then you get poor.
That's why your people are house poor.
Yeah. As Pisom Ram says, Rav Shmuel, Chadom, our Pisom Shema. It was called Pisom. So the name of the place was Pisom. Falama Nikra Shema Ramses. So why was it called Ramses? According to the Gemara, it's one city. It's one city. It was called Pisom. So why is it also called Ramses? I'll give you another reason. But really, it's one city, which is interesting. Right? Why is it called Ramses? Sharishon Rishon Misroses. Right? Right? That the minute it would be built, it would start to sink.
It was named after Ramses, but that's
not. Ramses Shema. It was named as Ramses. Ramses, that was his name. And why is it also called Pisom? Because Sharishon Rishon Pitahom Bolo. Same thing. The beginning, whenever you would build, it would start to sink. The Kashayana was okay, v'chen yifrot. And when you would increase, when you would have more children, the more they tortured them, the more children they had. Cain Ravu v'chen partzut mi boyale. It should have said they had more children. It says in singular, and he had more children, right? Amar Rishlakish, Ruach Hakodesh mibasaron ken yirbe v'chen yifrot. Right, it means that the Ruach Hakodesh is denouncing you will have more children, even though it's in singular. Vayikutzu mibnei bnei Yisrael, and they were like a thorn in the eye. The Jews were a thorn in the eyes of the Egyptians. Malamed shayudomen bneim kikotzim. Their eyes were like thorns. Vayavidu mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael beparech. And they worked them very hard. Rabbi Elazar Omer Perach. Perach means soft and nice. It started off soft and nice. We started off, this is a big building campaign, and please, right, come on, come join the, be part of the. And then Rabbi Shmuel Omer Nachmeni, Bar Nachmeni Omer Bepricha. It was backbreaking. Rabbi Marvitz Chayeim, Vodakasha Bechomer Ubulavainim. Omer Rava, Betchila Bechomer Ubulavainim. Started out with Chomer Ubulavainim. Ubisov, Bechola Voda Basada. Everything in the field, right? Plowing, all these things. As kol avodah samasha avdu behem b'farech. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Bionasan. Shem achlifim olachas anashim lanashim, olachas nashim lanashim. They made the men do the women's work, and the women do the men's work, right? So if you're a man and you're doing women's work, it's more psychological than backbreaking.
It's not hard.
It's not hard. Psychological, it's damaging. If you're a woman doing a man's job, it's impossible. Laman damar nami hasam perach. Hacha vaday bepricha. So even if you hold that it was perach, at one point, at some later point, it was certainly backbreaking. Darash Ravira, b'schar nashim tzidkaniyos shahayu ba'otsav adar, in the schus of the nashim tzidkaniyos, nigalu Yisrael mimitrayim. The Jews were redeemed. Why? Because b'shah sholechas l'shov mayim, when they went to go get water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezamin lehem dogim kitanim, b'kadehen, Hashem made small fish in the jug, half was it was water and half it was fish. Ubasa and they ubas they came v'shavtos shtei kederos and they made two pots. Achas shalcham and achas shaldagim, one of hot water and one of fish. Umalichos etel baalein with sadeh and they brought it to their husbands out in the field. Umarchitos osam and they washed him. V'sakos osam they anointed them. Umachilos osam they fed them. Umachkos osam they gave him to drink. V'nizkakos lahen bein sefasim. What does that mean? When it's Kakos Sefasim, they attach in private places. Shenemar im Tishkivun Bein Sefasim. Fine. Beschar Tishkivun Bein Sefasim, Zochu Yisrael Bizas Mitzrayim. And because of that, they were Zochet to the visa of Mitzrayim. Shenemar Kanfeyona Nechba Bekesef, Vavro Seha Birakok Charutz. Right? So someone asks, what do you mean they were zochet to the Bizas Mitzrayim? Didn't Hashem tell Avram Avinu? Right, so what? Mitzchah Gadol, right? How do you answer that question? So I think one of them says, I'm not sure the answer. I tell you the truth, I don't remember what the answer was. Okay. Yeah. The Kivan Shev is Abros, and once they got pregnant, Boz, Libatei, they went home. Kivan Shev Megiyaz Mal Molidon, when it came time for them to have babies, Holchos, they went. Vialdos, basadeh, they went and they gave birth in the field. Tachas atapuach, under the apple tree. Shenemar tachas atapuach, or raticha. Under the apple tree, I was aroused. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholea, it's a pasuk in Shir Shirim. Right, so what's an apple tree? It's a Kabbalistic idea. You ever notice before the Chododi, it's a statement. If you look at the Chassidim before the Chadodi, it mentions something about the apple trees. It's a Kabbalistic idea, apple trees. It's like a reference to Gan Eden. But That's with the apple tree. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaleach Mishmei Marom Misha Menakir. By the way, it says that when Yaakov walked into Yitzchak to get the brachas, Yitzchak smelled apples. Like as Yaakov walked in with Gan Eden. Gan Eden smells like apples? It's a Kabbalistic idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaleach Mishmei Marom Misha Menakir U Mashbir Oson Kichayazu Shemesh Aferes HaSavlad. Hashem sent people to straighten out the limbs of the baby when they're born. Shnemar umolido secha biyom holedes otscha lo karas sadcha umamayim lo rachatzta lemishi. Fine.
But didn't they have six at a time? There was not an issue.
What do you mean?
They had six children at a time, so there was.
So Hashem sent somebody to make sure the babies were okay. Right, the whole thing is an ace. So what do you need to send somebody for? Is that what you're asking? It's a good question. It's a good question. The whole thing is an ace, right? Umalakate lahen shnei agulin, and he prepared two. What's agulin? Jugs. Achat shel shem v'achat shel dvash. Shnemar vayinike. What?
Two round.
Fine. Shnemar like it says vayinikeu dvash misela v'shemen. The kivin shemakiran behen mitzrayim bon lahargan. Once the Egyptians came to kill them, nasa lahen nes. An eighth happened, v'nivla on b'karka. They got swallowed up into the karka, v'mevi'in shvarim v'charshin al gabein. And they brought oxes and they plowed over them and the babies were underneath the ground being nourished. Okay, so the whole thing is a nace, right? Shenema, like it says, al gabi charshu charshim. Lacha sha'olichan hayu, v'vatzvitzin v'yotin k'eshim.
That was the case, why did you have that information on the...
It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. The Gemara is sort of going to ask that tomorrow, right? The Gemara is going to talk about that tomorrow. Tomorrow is about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tosafot says tomorrow something which is so staggering, which goes against everything that we believe went on there in Mitzrayim. And Tosafot says it's about, as a matter of fact. Not only does it go against everything we believe, it goes against other Midrashim. Right? Which is, Tosafot says tomorrow that Moshe was the only baby that was ever thrown into the Yamsuf. And when it says that throw in every baby, no baby was thrown in except for Moshe. Now, where do you know that babies are thrown into the Amsuf? The Pasuk says, every baby thrown to the Amsuf. How many babies are thrown in? Says Tosafot, only Moshe. It's unbelievable. Now, there's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, which says there were a lot more. So, either Hakatos are going to Medrash. I mean, so Medrash, not a Halacha. What? So, what Tosafot come up with that? So, that's tomorrow. Another question. Moshe didn't have Moshe Yocheved didn't give birth to six children at one time, and Aaron and Miriam separately. So what's up with that?
Question is,
when did it start? A girl in the shul once asked me that question. A girl, like a 10-year-old girl, asked me that question. One Shabbos. That's a good question. No, that's a good question. So that the only answer I ever came up with was since Shevet Levi wasn't enslaved, that bracha didn't apply to them.
Excellent.
I couldn't think of another answer.
That's the answer.
Right?
Because if you look at the numbers by Shevet Levi
are tiny, right. They don't make any sense. Right. But it's a good question.
Good answer.
It's a good question, right? So I like questions better than answers. It means people are thinking, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I can tell. So I don't know why this didn't happen by Moshe. Right, so at some point they leave the field, right? What does it mean when it says over here? The kivan shemakivan behemets. No, lachash alichan. After they left, hayu mavatzvitzin v'yotzin ke'esef asadeh. What does it mean after they left? After the mitzvim left, the children would come out of the ground, like what? Like grass. Shenemar what? Rivava ketemach asadeh nesaticha. Right, they sprouted out. The kivanship is godlin, and once they got older, boim adorim adorim levatehen. What does that mean?
They came in groups
back home. Shenemar v'tarbi v'tigli v'tavoy ba'adei adayim al tiku ba'adei adayim ela edbe adorim. They came in groups. V'kishenigla kadosh baruch hu alayam heim b'kiru tchila. They're the ones who recognize Hashem first. Shenemar zekei levan veyu. Fine. Yeah. What? Yes. The Yom Melech Mitzrayim LeMialdios Ivrios. Hashem said to the Mialdios, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Ishu Bita. One says, who was it? Who was it? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Paro said to the Mialdios, he said to all the maids, all the midwives, It says the Gemara, it's only two of them. It's Ish Obit, a mother and a daughter. Like that's what we all know that one. We all know it's either Yocheved and Miriam. V'chad Amar Kala V'chamasa. A daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. Manda Amar Ish Obit, Yocheved and Miriam. Umanda Amar Kala V'chamasa is Yocheved V'Elisheva, who's Aaron's wife. Isn't it funny how till you learn this Gemara, nobody knew that? Everybody knows Yocheved and Miriam. Shifra and Pua, everybody knows that. No one knows. There's another mandama. I was like, fascinated. Nobody knows that. There's another mandama. It was Yocheved. It was not Yocheved the same. That doesn't change.
So how come Rashi doesn't know that?
It's a good question.
How old is
Aaron? What? How old is Miriam? Miriam's 6 years old. So she's also be a young girl. Right? Tana, Kimanda Amar, Isha Obita. What? Aaron's 3 years old, right. So his wife could be also 3 years old. She could be even younger. She could be even older. Exactly. That we have a bride that really it was Yocheved and Miriam. The Tanya, Shifra Zu Yocheved. Shifra. Why was she called Shifra? Shemesha Peres Es Havlad. Because she would. No, that means pretty up. Make the baby all pretty. Davracha Shifra, Sheparu Rabbi Yisrael Biyameha. In her day, it started to increase the Jews. Pua, then Miriam. V'lamarek v'shema Pua. Shaisa Poe, she would cool the baby. Davar Acher, Pua. Shaisa Poe b'ruach hakodesh, she would talk in ruach hakodesh. V'amar and shita l'asida, imi shetele ben shemoshia es Yisrael. My father is going to have a son who will be the leader, who will be the savior of the Jewish people. And we're going to... What?
Mother.
My mother, I'm sorry. That Gemara, that statement will come up later on Shabbos and Sunday. V'yomar b'yaletchen es ivrios. My avonim, it says they put them on the avonim. What does it mean, avonim? The birthing stone, right? Amr of Chanan, simon gadol masalem, it was a big simon. Amr lehem, b'shash shekarat leilid, yarko seha mitzanenes kavonim. When a woman's having a baby, her thighs harden up like a stone. This to Amr, like it says, v'erid beis hayotzer v'hinei hu osam malachas al avonim, ma, yotzer ze yerach, mikan v'yerach mikan usadin be'emza. There's a thigh and a thigh and a sheet. Av isha yerach mikan v'yerach mikan v'avlad be'emsa, and there's a baby inside. Im ben hu v'hamtin osa, if it's a son, let him live. Amar v'chanina simen gadol masalehem ben panav lamata, a ben it comes out up. Bas panav lamata, bas panel lamata. I'm sorry, a boy it's down, bas it's up. Not sure what that means. But tirena hamialdios says olokim, the mialdios feared Hashem v'lo asukasha dibar lei, they didn't listen, right? Alehen, right? So it says Lohen mi boyale. It should have said Lohen. We didn't listen to him. We didn't listen to who? To Paro. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Malame Chetavon Ladvar Ve'er V'lo Vizbu. It means that Paro made a pass at every of these women and they rejected him. So that's why it says it in plural. Because each one of them rejected him. They, as a group, they rejected Paro. Not just Paro's words, but Paro's advances. But the Chayena is Hayeladim, Tana, Lo Dayin Shalom Misa Watson. Not only did he not kill them, Elab Shahoyu Masbikil Hamayim Umazon. They kept them alive. But Tomrana Hamialdios El Paro Kilo Kinoshim. What kind of answer they give? They said, well, the Jewish women are not like Egyptians. They're like Chayos. So, my Chayos, Ilema Chayos Mamish. If you want to tell me it's really Chayos, Otu Chaya Milo Tzmicha Chaya Achmiti Lolida. So, they still, it doesn't mean they're like animals. It means, I don't know whatever it means. They still need help having a baby, right? Ella Amrulo Uma Zug Chaya Nimshala. This nation is compared to animals. By the way, human beings are the only, as far as I know, that can't deliver a baby alone. They need someone else there. And there are these cases where a woman does it, but it's very rare. You have? By herself. Really fascinating. I mean, isn't it? But most of the time, I don't know if they need somebody there, but maybe it's just a custom. It's a worldwide custom, right? People generally don't have babies alone. Someone always there, you know. Even in poor countries, there's some midwife, someone helping them. Anyway, with like hi, Gorarie, Yehuda Gorarie, Don Yidon Nachash, Naftali El Shlucha, Yisachar Chamor Gorim, Yosef Pechor Shar, Binyamin Zev Yitrof, Tiksiv Bei, Tiksiv Bei. So not every shaman doesn't say it's an animal. Udelo Tiksiv Bei, Tiksiv Bei. Even if it doesn't say it, it still applies to every Jew, right? Okay. Ma Imcha. Lavi ben arayos ravtza, right? Because it means that every Jew is compared to a lion or animals. Vayihi yaru hamialdios eto alokim v'yaslehem batim. So what does it say? Everybody knows this. It says v'yaslehem batim. What does it mean v'yaslehem batim? And Hashem gave them a reward. They had houses. What kind of houses? Rabbi Shmuel. Chad Amar, Biti, Batei Kuhuna Velviya. Chad Amar, Batei Malchus. Manda Amar, Batei Kuhuna Velviya, is Aaron and Moshe. Right? Because we're talking about Yocheved. Correct. Umanda Amar, Batei Malchios, David Nami mi Miriam Ka'asu. David also came from Miriam. How so? How so? So I'm going to read you the Gemara, and you tell me if this makes any sense. Dichsev, because it says, "Vatamas Azuva, and Azuva Ashes Kalev died, Vayikachlo Kalev as Ephras, and Kalev married Ephras, Vatelidlo as Chur, and she had Chur. Who's Chur? Uksiv, and it says, "Vidavid ben Ish Ephrasi." Right? And David came from Ephras. And it says Ephras had Chur.
Ephras, he says that Ephras is the reference to Miriam.
Ephras is a reference to Miriam.
So Miriam
is the mother of Chur.
Right.
Chur is the great-great-great-grandfather of David.
Right.
So you see that Miriam, that David also comes from Miriam.
Doesn't say Shmuel's father?
Who?
Shmuel's father.
Was Elkanah.
Right.
So David was a lady.
What?
So David was a lady.
So David wasn't a lady. David's father was Yishai. David's father was Yishai. Now David, on the mother's side, I'm glad you got that chumash there. On the mother's side, David's grandmother is Rus.
Right.
So it's a Gioris.
Right.
So the problem is, and I never had an answer to this question, but I was very happy to see that the Marsha asks it. If you go to the end of Ruth, and it gives you the lineage of David, Kalev's not there. Kalev's brother was someone by the name of Rum. Rum is there. So that's a kasha without an answer.
Yeah.
Right? David HaMelech does not descend from Kalev, whose wife happened to be Miriam. That's not how it happens. The Pasuk says, right, so the only answer you could give, the Marsha gives this answer. You ready for this answer? That one of Rum's descendants must have married one of Miriam's descendants. You hear that, Mati? The problem is, it's not what the Gemara just said. The Gemara just said that Kalev married Miriam, and later on, David HaMelech. What? Right, calls him an Ephrasi. I hear. Right? That's a very difficult answer. You hear my question? Kalev is not a descendant, not an ancestor of David. His brother Rum was. So what's going on here? So that's a question without an answer. So the Marsha answer is, well, one of Rum's descendants must have married one of Miriam's descendants. That's not what it says, because it attributes it to Kalev. Right? That Kalev was from Shevet Yehuda. He married Miriam, and down the line they had a child. No, they didn't. They named David. That didn't happen. I have an answer. This question has bothered me for years. Okay? Now the Gemara just wants, now attention. The Kalev ben Chetzron holed es Azuva. There's a passage of a Kalev, the son of Chetzron, gave birth to Azuva, which we just said was his wife. Right? Isha, ve'es Yirios, ve'elo boneha, Yashar, ve'shova, ve'ardon. Ben Chetzron, ben Yifuna who? Kalev was the son of Chetzron, he was the son of Yifuna. We say Kalev ben Yifuna. So the Gemara says, no. Ben, he really was the son of Chetzron. That's for sure. Why is he called ben Yifuna? Because he's ben Shepanam Asas Meraglim. He's the one who went away from the advice of the Meraglim. What? Yeah, when I'm talking about Yoshua. Right? Vakati ben Kenaz who? But really, Kalev was the son of Kenaz. The Ksiv, it says, Yelkada Asnil ben Kenaz, Achi Kalev. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Rava, Chargo de Kenaz have. He was the half-brother of Kenaz. They had the same mother. So who was Kalev's father? Chetzron.
Bingo, that is your answer.
What?
Because the first one is Tol's parents, Holodes Chetzron.
Right. Chetzron Holodes.
Wrong. So that's a
What do you mean? David's descended from Ram, not from Kali. Kali's a brother. So Ram is a brother of Chetron. Ram is a brother of Kali.
No, but Kali ben Chetron.
Right. And who's in the list in Rus?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people missing out of this list.
But it goes the lineage. Chetron to Ram. It should say Chetron to Kali.
I know, but they skipped a whole bunch of people.
No, but you see what I'm saying? Kali's not on the list, but Ram and Kali were brothers. So why
years.
Is Ram on the list?
It's 400 years.
No, but he should have been on the list. Then what's it? No, the son of Chetron, a different Ram, the son of Chetron? No, can't be. Okay, so we'll stop here. Dekonami Dixiv Haknizi Shemo, right? He's called Haknizi, and he's not called Ben Kenaz. Meaning, yeah, he lived in the house. Why? Because he was his stepfather. Kenaz was his stepfather. It wasn't his real father. His real father was Chetron. Okay? We'll stop here. Finish it up. Everybody have a very good day.